Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
All right, wrapped it up for today. I fell asleep so early last night because I didn't sleep the night before, which Amy kind of revealed later on why. After the New York show, I went out. Mm-hmm. Just hung out.
Yeah.
With a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a thing.
You'll hear a new segment Amy suggested. Basically, to get that out there, I think she created a whole segment just to tell that story.
It was a good one.
It's tea time.
But yes, so now we have a segment called Spill the Tea that apparently we're going to do, where the person doesn't know what's coming and you annihilate them with rumor.
That's so scary.
That being said, I was out most of the night. I got like an hour of sleep. So I fell asleep last night, but I'm feeling it today. Like, I'm exhausted. I never send the show out to get me like a Starbucks. And I had to send someone out. I was like, I need something. So I had them go get me a... My drink is a tall, so that's small, dirty chai latte with almond milk, but two shots of espresso.
It's a lot.
Is it though? Not really. It's a dirty chai with almond milk. You change my milk, and then instead of one shot, two shots.
The two shots of espresso.
Oh, I thought you meant like it was like Beyonce-ish. Not.
No.
Oh.
I wasn't implying that at all.
No, I thought you meant like it's a lot. Like
No. A lot of espresso.
Oh, you're a lot.
You're a lot.
All right, what? What, Eddie?
Is chai tea?
Yeah.
And then you mix it with espresso coffee?
Yeah, it's a dirty chai.
Dude, that's hardcore.
That's why it's dirty.
Oh.
Like, I don't do it unless I do it dirty.
Happening. That's like... In a small cup.
That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm actually feeling all right now. That's my drink. But it's like, my body is so conditioned on this 2 day where I'm hurting from 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
I'd never hurt the next day anymore. Even my body when I work out, feels great the next day, even if it's hard. The second day, whew. Everything's slow. Even my soreness coming in.
It's rough.
I had shoulder physical therapy last night, and that dry needling.
You still doing that? Poking it? The needle in the arm?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the back. You know me, just trying to poke it.
Just keep poking.
Trying to poke it. That stuff stinks, man. But Amy's back was hurting yesterday when we were boxing.
Yeah.
Not when she was boxing, but when she would stop, it would hurt.
Yeah, when I'm moving, I don't feel like I can whatever. But the minute I stop moving, I'm like, ugh.
And she was like laying on the ground doing weird things.
Did it tell your lower back?
Yeah, it's my right lower back. I mean, it's just, I've been living with it. My husband thinks it got worse. Remember when I fell on ice at the airport like a year ago?
Yeah.
And I was going to sue the Nashville airport, but I didn't get around to it.
Oh, yeah.
She got busy.
Other things came up.
Well, I'm just not that litigious.
Well, she got out of her car and stepped on ice and fell down.
Yes. Big deal. Like, they should have had a sign that said, watch for ice, or had it roped off. Like, it really was a big deal. I had to go to the airport, like, little medic center. A policeman was there, gave me his card. It was bad. They had to patch me up. I was bleeding. And then Bobby and I flew to Austin. And then, I just didn't get around to it. But something's been off. And that was like a year ago.
So, yeah, her back was hard. You need to do this, see if it works, this dry needling.
Yeah. I'll look at. Yeah. I mean, I'm down for whatever.
They take a pin. It's a little bigger than a needle, a little less than a pin, and stick it into your muscle.
Mm.
And where it's like really tense, and apparently it loosens it up and it starts like bouncing.
That's crazy.
I know that, right? If they stuck, I know right where they could stick it, and it would probably
I bet you do.
Hey.
Okay.
And it would probably like start going crazy.
Of course. That's usually what happens. Like, hey.
Whatever.
Hey.
Okay.
What'd you do yesterday, last night?
I got home and hung out with the kids.
Yeah. What do you guys do when you just hang out, you and the kids?
Well, last night we packed for California because we are going there this weekend.
Yeah.
And they're so excited. They wanted to get ahead of it. So
they know it's a really long flight, right?
Yes.
Oh. But do they know? You don't tell them?
They don't have, I have told them, but they don't in their mind have a concept. Like the furthest they've flown was really from Haiti to Florida, but then we did an overnight in Miami, and then they flew from Florida to Nashville, which isn't bad, and they flew from Nashville to Austin. So they've got like 2 hours on a plane max. Oof. So this is going to be four. I'm just thankful that we don't have a layover. It's a nonstop.
Four
because
and a half.
If we have to change planes, like, that would be a nightmare. But we're taking activities and like bracelets and beads, and we're going to make all kinds of things.
Listen, you put an iPad in front of them, Bones, like just for when you're ready to have kids, they'll watch it for 5 hours.
Really?
If you have a 10-hour trip, they will watch it for 10 hours. It's not a problem, but they will be zombies as soon as the trip's over. Like, they will just be the worst children ever.
Well, I'm on that same flight tomorrow after the show.
I know.
Because I have to fly
passing.
Over and do... I'm not passing. You're like a ship chasing me.
I'm chasing you, but you'll be coming back when I'm getting there.
Yeah, I go for... That... I got to go. Oh, it's a cool thing. We're doing the iHeart Radio Music Awards, and I'm basically with Garth the whole night.
Just you guys chilling?
Which is not a bad job. We're not even going to the show. We're just going to hang out at the bar and watch it on TV. No. He's performing, and I'm doing some stuff with him backstage. And, yeah, I don't know if I can say yet, but I'm doing, like, some hits with him backstage on Fox. Yeah. And so then as soon as the show's over, we wake up and come back.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Then I'm here this weekend, so I guess I'm back at the club with Morgan number two.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that Garth is in trouble for something he did back in, like, the 90s?
No.
Yeah?
What?
He, like, ruined someone's black tie affair and...
Oh.
Yeah, and went in there and like caused a bunch of ruckus.
Is that a joke? Or just,
I saw it on the internet. Somebody was like, it was like a tweet that came out, and I was like, Garth's in trouble. And it was like, yeah, in the 90s, he ruined someone's black tie affair.
What'd you do last night, Lunchbox?
I watched The Bachelor season finale. Yeah, it was a big one, man.
Both nights?
Both nights.
Do you feel like you invested 4 hours Five hours wisely?
No. I felt like the first night was good because he went and broke both girls' hearts. That was good. Like when he sent them home when he wasn't supposed to, they were like thinking they were going to go out on a date, you know, that last date, and he sent them home. That was good. Last night was just terrible because it was 2 hours of him and Cassie just getting it. Well, we should spend this one last week together, then maybe you'll like me because you broke up with me to leave and go home, but I came back begging for you, Cassie, to stay. So it was, I felt like it was a waste of time. They could have done it in 10 minutes.
They didn't, and America watched.
And I watched.
When did they bring The Bachelorette up? When
did they very end, like the last 10 minutes of the show.
So when does that show start, though?
I would say this summer, maybe.
Okay, so not right now.
Right, they got to film
it. I heard from a friend of mine who works down at the University of Alabama that they were shooting a lot of her stuff at Bryant-Denny Stadium before it wasn't even announced. I didn't even think about it. Hmm. He was like, hey, the girl that's Miss Alabama, or was she
Miss Alabama? Hannah B.
He was like, they're shooting Bachelorette stuff down at Bryant-Denny. And I was like, oh, and so I guess I knew without really knowing what it was. And she was in a sorority there, and they said there was a sorority house, too.
Oh, yeah.
She cool?
Yeah, she's going to be really fun. She seemed real nervous last night on TV, the live finale, and people were making fun of her for being awkward. And I'll say, yes, she was awkward, but I think it's going to make for good TV because she's pretty honest and just funny.
Shot?
Like goofy. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but hey, you might want to try to get on.
I'm not getting on. I'm not doing that. I'm probably not going to do the other one.
Oh, yeah. You definitely don't want to be on The Bachelorette.
No, no, no. I'm saying I'm probably not even do The Bachelor.
Why?
I don't think I have to, like, let people know soon if I even, like, want it to be. I don't. I just don't think I do.
Okay.
Because I got it all figured out now.
Yeah, you got it all figured out.
All right. We're going to start the show.
I mean, I would watch that show, like, crazy.
Well, of course.
I know.
This is what would happen if I were The Bachelor, right? They'd put it out. America would be pissed. First, all the Bachelor Nation, because I didn't go through the proper channels of you have to go and be minor league Bachelorette and be like somebody they like and know and whatever. But
there's
then
no rules.
But then I would get on, and it'd be the greatest season ever because I would have them doing like double dare physical challenges. It would be crazy. It'd be awesome.
Hey, would you talk to them like? Yeah, like the way
would you eliminate girls if they didn't like you? You just instead of like getting a rose or picking based on how you feel, you do challenges and be like, okay, you lost, you don't get a rose.
I would cut people right out of the car. Yeah.
What?
You'd do like
no,
truth or dare with the slime and everything.
Yeah. You would like quiz bowl them. Yeah. You'd be like, what's the capital of Vermont?
Montpelier, and they missed it. And I'd be like, you're out of here.
Yeah.
They fall on the ground like, in a hole.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't date you.
You lose.
I would be fun. That would be a fun bachelor.
I would
just do it differently.
That's
what I'm
saying.
I do that differently like I do everything else.
Yeah.
And I know what the producers would be trying to trick me into. I'm going to fall for that crap.
I'm falling for it.
No.
I'd be like, I know what you're doing. I'm not doing that.
I'm doing that. Anyway, we're going to start the show now. Enjoy Wednesday's Bobby Bones Show. We'd stay and talk longer, but we have a guest coming in we have to record for. So we'll see you guys later. And here's today's show. Away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, so let me say this because I see an Old Dominion song that we're going to play. There's a song that I really like by Old Dominion called One Man Band. Here's a little hook of that song.
I don't want to be a one man band.
Good one, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
So I was listening to it on my flight. I like Old Dominion a lot, and I know those guys. I know them okay, relatively well. And so I follow Matt, the lead singer on Instagram, he follows me. Paula Trevor follows me. And so we talk a little bit off, you know, on Instagram direct message. And this song was playing, and you'll hear two guys singing. Matt, the lead singer, and then what's called a harmony singer, the guy that's singing next to him. For example, if I were to sing it, Eddie, sing my harmony, ready?
You got it.
I don't want to be a one-man band. It's that high. You see what I'm saying, Amy?
Yes.
So, okay. I don't be a one-man band. You hear that second voice?
Yes.
Okay. So I would like to, and I don't think he'll care, but I'd like to share with you Matt, the lead singer, and my exchange about this song, because I don't think he thought I was kidding. Wait, yeah, here we go. I say, hey, Matt, who sings the harmonies on the chorus of One Man Band? And he goes, that's Brad, who's also in the band. And I said, give him a raise, tell him it's from me. Just being funny, right? And he goes, he is, he's a great singer. He doesn't need any more money. It's a five-way partnership. And I was like, and I was thinking to myself, I don't know if he thought I was joking. like if I was actually, and then I say, give everyone a raise, invoice me with fist pumps.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey man, none of us need any more money. Glad you like it.
Oh.
Oh, that's an awkward exchange.
I know. And then I just wrote LOL and that was the end of the conversation. I wasn't trying to actually give them money. It was just an expression. Like, give him a raise. He did good.
And he's like, hey, back off, man. We got our finances covered, okay?
He's like, dude, we're a 20% split. You can't give one person a raise and not the rest. And I was like, give everybody a raise. I thought he may have been kidding back. I don't know. I think now he thinks I'm the biggest idiot.
Yeah, you need to clear the air on that one.
No more
clearing.
That
is like, that's like that emoji that's like, like, yes, I feel awkward for you right now. But maybe we're just misinterpreting.
Nope, that's exactly what the exchange was.
Right.
I just wrote LOL and walked away.
Yeah. Yeah, Bones, text is hard.
Text is so hard.
Yeah, but I felt that's pretty literal.
What did he
I don't know.
Did he think you were trying to imply like
I should run the business? Hey, man, I'm gonna hand Old Dominion payroll from here out.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, Amy's got the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What's the key to making a good mailman joke?
What's the key to making a good mailman joke?
The delivery.
That's pretty good right there. That's what it's all about. That's the morning corny. Every morning at this time.
That was the morning corny.
I took the girl group, which is Amy, Morgan number two, and Utility Hillary. And we all went boxing yesterday. And before you box, you do like 15 minutes to like warm up so you don't hurt yourself. Ran a little bit, did a little jumps, a little whatever. And we boxed for about 40 minutes. Not each other. We didn't hit each other, really.
Yeah, I kind of thought we were going to get to go at it a little bit.
Hit each other, really?
No. Amy thought we were going to fight each other. You don't spar unless you're like a real boxer.
Who'd you want to punch?
I felt real for a minute. I don't care.
You looked real for a minute. So how'd you feel? So yesterday we boxed. What'd you think?
I felt good. I felt like afterwards, like you had taken some videos and you sent them to us. And I was like, it felt better even after watching. When you watch yourself hit something, like it felt good in the moment. But then I was watching myself hit and I was like, oh, okay. And then I felt where I could like make some improvements and really probably get out some aggression and frustration. And I'm like, this might be somewhere I need to go.
Like once a week?
More. Yeah, probably add it to my routine. Because I think that I feel awesome.
You can see the girl's box on my Insta story, Mr. Bobby Bones on my Instagram. Morgan number two, what'd you think?
Oh, I loved it. I love to box. Like, that is so up my alley.
Man, she will beat somebody up, too.
I saw that.
Go look at Morgan number two punch. Like, both Amy and Morgan number two were better than I thought they would be with punching. Morgan number two will kill somebody.
Well, from watching your Instagram, Amy had good form.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, really? So I said they both were.
Props to your form, Amy, for sure. Oh, Morgan thanks. Number two, I mean, the sure power.
Hurts. Yes.
The haymaker.
How are you feeling today?
I'm sore.
Are you?
Yeah. What? I was already sore going into the workout, but then I'm all kinds of sore in new places because I'm using, which makes me think, if I'm already sore, like later today or tomorrow, I'm probably really going to be sore.
Eddie Parody idea. I'm so sore in new places.
Yes.
Write them down.
And like my knuckles and my fingers. Because I don't, Morgan has more experience with boxing. Like, I have not boxed. I think I took a class maybe 2 years ago or something. But, so my fingers, like, being in the glove like that, they're just not used to, like, when I pulled them out of the glove, my hands were, like, stuck, like, in that shape. But it felt so good.
Morgan, number two, are you sore?
Yeah. Oh, I was sore after we finished. Jared, like, totally, your trainer totally killed me. I was, like, laying on the mat, like, I don't want to move. I don't want to leave. Yeah.
Well, you can see it. It's on my Insta story, Mr. Bobby Bones. Anything else you'd like to say about it?
I went home, had a protein shake.
Did you?
Yeah, I felt like all, you know, like a boxer. I was like, I'm in training.
We're getting,
you know,
into the ring, right? And Amy's like, don't worry, I've seen Creed 2.
Oh, gosh.
It just makes you want to, like, bounce around and swing and fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
It's not fly like a butterfly.
What is it?
She kept going, fly like a butterfly. Like
it's not?
No, it's float.
Oh, float like a, yeah. That
whatever.
Sounds, that does
that's
sound
the
right.
No, whatever. You can't take a very famous saying that has like seven words and miss
who
one
said
word.
That, Amy?
Float. Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. That's right. There you go.
Yeah. What's up?
What's up?
Whoa.
Anyway, you guys were great. It was good. It was a lot of fun. And
it was so fun. So thank you for taking it.
What'd you guys think? It's the first time you've been in my gym?
Yes, I liked the vibe. That yes, literally, it's the first time I've ever been in there. And I walked in and immediately liked the vibe. We had like, it was like 90s hip hop, like loud. You walk in, you feel the energy. It was really clean.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
It's definitely Bobby's gym.
Yeah. It's so clean.
90s hip hop.
Yeah, 90s hip hop and so clean. There you go. We're good. It was good to have you guys.
Well, what about Bobby's boxing? I mean, he complimented
you.
He's
good.
He's the king.
Dude, he's good. I'm not going to lie. I was impressed.
Thanks.
I mean, I've seen you on video, but I saw it in real life and I heard the punches. Like, you hear the bam, bam, bam.
Oh, you could hear the thud?
That's how much on the mid. Yes, like, it. Whoa. Yes, it was very powerful.
Wow.
Like, every time he'd hit, I would, like, bounce back. Like,
well, easy. Let's not get crazy.
Right, Morgan number two, right? Wasn't
he
good?
Was so good. We were, like, all dodging out of the ring. Like, nobody get hit by Bobby.
Right. I'm not just saying that too. I promise you, I'm not just saying that. I would tell you the truth.
Okay, so if there was a street fight going on,
no, let's not street fight.
Okay,
I'm going to run. Guys, I'm going to run in any instance I don't have to protect myself.
Yeah, but now I'm starting to think maybe you shouldn't run.
But the guy that was messing with Morgan number two, and he's drunk.
Right.
About the same size. How would you feel if I'm like, you know what, I'm going to have to go in? Do you feel better after boxing with me yesterday?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm impressed. Just
saying.
I mean,
dude, you have been going hard for what? How long have you been doing that?
30 years.
Oh, no.
No, you've not.
Oh, no? Yeah. Anyway, guys, it was a lot of fun yesterday. You guys want to go back? Let me know. I got them all, gloves, wraps.
Yes. I have my own gloves. They're in
you
the floor.
You have your own gloves?
Yes. When, wow. when we left, they were like, the wraps and the gloves, they're yours to keep.
Well,
and I was like,
for them.
What? Yes,
Amy
and
they came
I
from the
said
glove
thank
fairy.
You.
Like they just magically came from.
Good kids.
What color did you go? Did you go with pink?
Black. And then I realized they had rainbow, and I'm so disappointed I didn't get rainbow. But it's fine. Now that I have gloves on my floorboard of my car, and I'm keeping them there because it's like if people get in my car, they're gonna be like, "Oh, you box?" And you're like, "Yeah."
Yeah, hanging from your rearview mirror.
Box just one time.
Bones, do you guys have the Rocky IV American flag gloves? That'd be cool.
You can get anything.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. All right.
There you go. Everybody's getting wrapped by the trainers, right? And you look over at Morgan, who's wrapping herself.
Yeah, she definitely wrapped herself.
Yeah, that's what she's
which
doing.
Is good.
She's
she knew what she was doing.
She's hardcore.
I was like, somebody's done this before.
Yeah. All right, a couple things. Lunchbox is going to share his more unpopular opinions. He came up with a whole yesterday. The unpopular opinion segment. That was yesterday, right? My days are all mixed up.
Yeah, like Snickers.
Yeah. And he's like, he asked me, could I have 30 seconds to share more unpopular opinions?
He's got more.
So we'll do that coming up in a minute. When I do that impression of you, does it sound like you to you?
No, not at all.
And what's your impression of me sound like?
Hey, guy. Coming up, and Lunchbox is going to do some more unpopular opinions. Okay.
I can't wait to get my own segment of unpopular opinions.
You guys sound just like each other.
Right? It's like we just...
Yes.
It's the same... No. I don't sound like
Lunchbox
that.
Lunchbox came to me, and he's like, oh, hey, can I do some more unpopular opinions? Okay, I went boxing yesterday.
I threw cheese at Baby Box's head, and people are so mad right now. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't know why girls don't want to date me. Like, I'm just such a dork.
I haven't showered in 9 months.
Okay, guys, all right. Oh, well. Y'all guys get mad at each other now.
Oh, no. No, that was it. How do you know that wasn't
us? Oh, that's true. It could have just been you.
And right. I won Dancing with the Stars because, I mean, I can't really dance, but I put my heart into it, but I hurt my shoulder. And it still kind of hurts.
My armpit hair is so long.
Bobby Bones.
There's a graph about Leo DiCaprio and all the girls that he's dated. He has never, ever dated a woman over 25.
Wow.
He's 44 now, so it's not crazy. Because He's 44. He's not 100.
So that's his cap. 25.
A groundbreaking graph, they say.
Wow.
Shows that Leo DiCaprio hasn't dated a woman over the age of 25. Look, here's all the people. You want to see the graph?
Yeah.
The visual map puts all of his past relationships up. The youngest he ever dated was Giselle in 1999 when she was 18. Obviously, he was younger, too. 1990, 2000, 20 years ago.
He dated, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They were together 5 years.
Y'all, he's dated Bar Raffaelli. Like, yeah. He's dated all the supermodels.
He's only dated three women that were 25. Bar Raffaelli, I don't know who the other two are. Currently, he's dating a 21-year-old. He's 44. Amy, what if I was like, hey, Amy, and I'm 38.
Yeah.
I was like, I have a 21-year-old girlfriend.
That would be weird.
Would it be?
It would be to me, yeah. It'd be weird.
What about 18?
It'd be so weird.
Even more weird.
You're going the wrong way. Yeah. You're going the wrong way for the weirdness.
I just don't think I would be able to take that seriously. I'd be like, Bobby, for real. Are you serious?
I have a friend who's roughly my age, and he went out with a 22-year-old.
Uh-huh. How'd it go?
Not good.
Oh.
He was like, it's just a different life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 22.
I was like, dude, she's like college. The J-Lo, Alex Rodriguez engagement.
Yeah.
Are you into that?
Yes, totally. I follow him on Instagram.
Amy, the way A-Rod has been able to turn himself into a good guy again, he was like the most hated guy in sports forever.
Okay, right. So here's the thing. I don't know sports, so I don't know that. Like, I wasn't into it then. And you're right. Now I feel like he's awesome. So what was not awesome about him?
One, he cheated. And did steroids and got caught a lot. And then two, he just wasn't well liked.
Gotcha.
But that being said, I believe everybody deserves a ninth chance.
Yeah.
Oh, ninth.
Because now he's like so likable on Instagram.
And good for him. Like, I don't even say that as a hater. Like, I love it.
Like,
I love
he makes
that someone,
videos and is encouraging.
So he proposed to J-Lo this a couple days ago. Tell me about this diamond ring. A 16-carat diamond ring, is that a lot?
Yes.
The more carats, the better, right?
Yes. I mean, the more carats, the more expensive. I don't know the better, but that thing is huge. 16 carats. I would say on average, most women have, this is average, I'm guessing, a 1 carat. Okay. 1 carat diamond ring. So she's got 16 women's rings on her finger.
Wow.
Wow.
She doesn't have enough fingers for all those rings.
Man. Yeah.
So it was $1.8 million, the ring, is what they're saying.
That is insane.
According to a friend, A-Rod, quote, painstakingly searched for the perfect ring for J-Lo. I think they went shopping. He went for 7 months.
Yeah,
to find the right ring.
That's what I read. He did 7 months of looking.
What did you think whenever they got engaged and you saw it on Instagram? Were you like, were you genuinely happy for them because you felt like you knew them?
Yeah, I was happy for them, but then I was like, oh, it kind of felt like they already were to that point. But then I was like, oh yeah, they're not engaged yet, because I guess I just feel like at Christmas time they were posting all these videos with their families at Christmas, and I just felt like they're already at that level. But I guess they're not.
A couple fun facts. A-Rod kept the proposal plan secret. Not his friends, family, or J-Lo's longtime manager knew. I didn't know this. J-Lo's been married 3 times before already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and she was engaged to Ben Affleck, but they never got married.
She was married to Mark Anthony.
Casper.
She was married to 3 people and engaged to Mark Anthony. So almost 4, and then it's about to be...
Yeah.
She's been through 5 engagements. Wow.
Remember Casper, her backup dancer? They got married.
That was his last name, right? Or was it? Was he a ghost?
The ghost?
Lunchbox, right? Was that his name?
Yeah, Casper.
He was the dancer.
How could you forget Casper?
Well, you know, that's not even his name.
And the other person was a restaurant owner or something.
Well, good for them. Listen, all I care is that people are happy. Like, why does it matter? What's Casper Smart was his name. Mike, he's telling me. Yeah. By the way, our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Awards happen on Thursday. Tomorrow night.
Yes.
Whoa.
Holy crap. I finished the show tomorrow and fly right to LA for this.
Right.
Wow.
That's why it seems like, wow, it's tomorrow.
Yeah,
I mean, I just got back from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Performances by Alicia Keys, Ariana Grande, Garth Brooks, Halsey, John Legend, Casey Musgraves, a special appearance by Taylor Swift. I'm going to be on there a couple times, it looks
That's
like
cool.
now. Yeah. So we're teaming up with the TikTok app to announce 1 iHeartRadio Music Award winner each day for up to 7 days. So go check it out. It all leads up to tomorrow. Da, 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 8, 7 Central on Fox. Tomorrow night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Check it out. We'll be on there. I mean, I'm the least reason to watch, but I will be on there if you care. And I'm going with the, I think, black on black. Like, I'm going with
your
the,
wardrobe?
I'm going with the old Johnny Cash. Like,
oh.
Just all black.
Going
the man in black.
Yeah, I'm trying to look thin. But I've lost a few pounds.
Bobby, you don't need to try to look thin. You're thin.
No, but I've lost a few pounds.
Why?
Because I got a little heavy. I told you. I saw myself in a picture once recently, and I was like, ooh, that's not good.
Oh, what'd you get up to, 153?
No, I got up to like 163.
Ooh,
oh, man, that's heavy.
He likes 157.
I like below that 160 mark. Like, I'm 6 foot. If I'm in shoes, I'm taller.
Oh.
But anytime I say 6'1", you guys give me crap. But
Yeah. Because you're not 6'1".
In tennis shoes, I am. I measure that.
But people don't measure in shoes.
Yes, you do most of the time.
No. Barefooted.
It's your God-given height.
Yes.
Yeah, God gave me shoes. God gave me a job where I can buy shoes. Why can't I not be 6'1"? Sometimes I've been thinking about buying those lifts, like Facebook. I'll be 6'3".
You don't need lifts. That would just be so weird if you walked in like taller like that. I'd be like, what?
Actually, not a bad idea.
Right.
Why?
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because like, Amy, if you can do things.
Yep.
I
like
wear heels.
Spanx and yeah. heels.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
And makeup. I want to wear Spanx and heels and makeup, you know?
Fine.
Do it, bro. You
know
be
what?
You.
Thank you.
You just made a really good point, so I'll back off.
You
if you want to get lifts in your shoe, go for it.
No, Amy, we want him to get lifts so we can laugh so hard. It's not a bad idea, Bobby.
Thank you very much.
Lifts.
Thank you. Thank you. And listen, I don't have a problem with my height. I'm 6 foot tall, but I'm
exactly.
6 foot one. And it's like, listen, if I get lifts, I'll be like 6'4". I just come in one
and
day.
And the taller you are, the thinner you look.
Everybody's going to be like, you notice Bobby's gotten a lot taller? like a
Some
foot
people,
taller.
It could be that you could just start saying you got your spine work done or you started doing yoga and it leaves.
Straighten your back.
I've been standing straighter lately.
The average interest rate on credit card debt is over 18% APR. Have you looked at your rate lately? Refinance your high-interest credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. The rate is fixed. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. The application is 100% online, and there are no fees. When you have good credit, you deserve great service and a low-interest fixed-rate loan from LightStream. That's lending uncomplicated. Right now, get an additional interest rate discount, but the only way to get this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/country. That's lightstream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/country for more information.
Hey, let me just throw this out there. Our friends that are in, you know, Alabama and had all the tornadoes hit them are still dealing with a lot. And if you want to research and find a way that you can help, that would be awesome. We also, if you go to BobbyBones.com, all of our Pimp and Joy line is going right over there to help them. We don't keep any of that money. I think together as a show, we've raised over $20,000 for just this.
$25,000. So it feels good to, you can make a difference just by buying something.
And then get a shirt or a hat with a positive message too.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, you don't even have to do this. Like if you can just find a way to help, that would be awesome. But we always want to provide a way for you to jump in and also get something cool and promote something positive. So BobbyBones.com, all of our Pimp and Joy stuff is up. And again, we don't keep any of the money, and you don't even have to get it. We're not making you do anything, but just letting you know that it's there for you. So, appreciate you. Lunchbox's brother-in-law got married, and so he asked you to read a Bible verse, right?
Yeah, something to do with that signifies love.
How is he your brother-in-law?
That means he's my wife's brother.
Okay. Because it can be a few different ways, but...
Yes.
So he's your wife's brother.
Yes.
You guys are close enough that he said, hey, come read a Bible verse at my wedding?
Well, I think he felt guilty because he has two sisters, my wife and the other sister. They were both bridesmaids. He didn't ask me to be a groomsman. He didn't ask me to be an usher.
Did you want to be a groomsman or usher?
Not really. I would have just liked to have been invited to the bachelor party, but I wasn't even invited to the bachelor party
because
they went to Vegas
but
for a weekend.
You're the party animal.
And he didn't even invite me to that. And I was kind of a little hurt on that aspect.
That's like Tiger Woods not being invited to a golf outing.
Correct.
Exactly.
You're the party king.
I was blown away by that. And I think it's been kind of awkward between us since then.
That's like if there's a flag football game for a wedding and Tom Brady doesn't get invited, but he's like kin.
Correct.
Or related, however normal folks say it.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the Tom Brady of partying.
They went to Vegas and there was never a text or a, hey, you want to go? Or he didn't even ask my wife, do you think your husband would want to go to the bachelor party?
That's like if there was a campfire and everybody's playing country songs.
And Garth.
And Garth Brooks didn't get invited, even though he was the cousin of the guy throwing
exactly.
It. You're the Garth Brooks of partying.
Oh, man, it was rough. That one stung a little bit. That stung. It's been bothering me for like a month and a half.
They're lost.
Yeah, they're lost.
I mean, they probably didn't have any fun.
Yeah. Can you imagine the fun they would have had with you, though?
Oh, it would have been epic. But instead, it probably was just like ordinary.
He says, come read a Bible verse.
So then he reaches out and says, hey, we want you to read a Bible verse about love and our wedding.
And not which Bible verse.
No, just tells me to pick one.
And so because of the show...
Yeah.
We helped you pick.
You guys picked, Amy said some Corinthians one, but everybody said, no, don't do that.
Oh, really?
It's everyone does that, so you just need to pick something different that shows you really care.
By the way, most of the times when a lot of people do something, it's because
it's fitting.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
That being said, I'm anxious to hear why you picked what you picked. Go ahead.
I got one tweet about this one, and I was like, man, if it's only a one tweeter, that means not a lot of people do it. It means I'm going outside the box, and I'm really bringing the love.
So you were
going
to go read which verse?
Genesis 2, 20 through 24.
And that being said, you didn't get to read it because you got sick. You missed a couple days of the show, too.
Yes, I got sick, and so I got cut because they weren't sure if I was even going to go to the wedding, and they didn't want me sharing the microphone with the female that was going to do a reading and the pastor that was going to be doing the sermon, so they didn't want me to get anybody else sick, so I got cut.
Okay. And how'd that feel?
I was okay with that. It felt good, really.
From Vegas, he wasn't okay with. From the Bible versus the wedding, he's...
Yeah, I was okay with it. I was like, hey, you know what? And then another groomsman got up there, and poor guy, man, he looked uncomfortable. He messed up three times, and I was cringing every time he messed up.
He wasn't good?
Well, it's just, it's hard to read the Bible, man. Like, and it was, and so when you guys say the Bible, it was like a real book. Like, he didn't have it on his phone where he was just reading it. It was the big Bible that they use in church.
So what you're saying was he read from the Bible.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. So you read the words. Okay. Got it.
So
well, you guys were saying I should do a new version.
No. What we said though is there are a lot of versions you could read from.
Right. But this was no. There was only one version, the Bible version.
Okay. But there. You know what?
Phones don't. Okay. Don't. Okay. Just let them go.
That being said, would you like to read the verse that you were gonna read?
Yes, I would. Yeah. I'd like to read it.
Did you practice?
Oh, I practiced.
Okay. So here we go. This is Lunchbox Reading. Go ahead, set it up.
Genesis 2, 20 through 24.
And what were you going to say before you walked up? Anything like...
Happy to be here. Congratulations to you guys.
Just do it like that.
Okay.
Okay, so do they like call you up?
Yeah, they say, okay, and now we'll have a reading.
Okay, and now we'll have a reading from Lunchbox.
Thank you, Ryan and Suzanne. Congratulations. Thanks for having me. This is going to be a reading, Genesis 2, 20 through 24 verse. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help met for him. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife and they shall be one flesh.
Pretty wow. good, man.
Yeah.
Pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Good job, Lunchbox.
Pretty good.
Many years of happiness, guys.
What?
I was gonna.
Me use a happiness.
No, many years of happiness.
Oh, okay. That's what he was gonna say.
I was gonna say when I walked away. Like,
so how did that go at the end?
Many years of happiness, guys. I'm out.
And you dropped the mic.
Drop yeah. Okay.
You nailed that Bible verse, though.
Woo! Yeah, you did so good.
And you can tell you practiced it too.
But see what I mean? Like, it's written weird, though.
I didn't notice anything.
And closed up the flesh
all those
instead.
Words, I use all those words all the time.
Yeah, that's how we talk.
Oh, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. What?
Yeah. Well, listen, we thought fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at our boy here. Look at this.
I mean,
much love to the happy couple.
You're probably going to have some other family members reaching out.
You should just go read Bible verses at weddings. That's your thing.
Oh,
yeah.
For a fee, I will.
For a fee. He's charging people.
I still can't believe I didn't go to the bachelor party.
I know, we heard. Yeah. Sometimes I read these stories about people doing ridiculous things for money. I don't think I could do it. This woman here for insurance fraud, she saw it off her hand.
Oh!
Oh.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, did she win?
Well, they know it's a thing.
Well, how much did she get, or was she
and
trying
why?
To get?
And why? Does she have, a dismemberment
Police
clause?
Have accused a woman of cutting off her hand with a circular saw with the help of her family to make a fraudulent insurance claim.
No.
She's 21 years old. Her and her relative have been detained and face up to 8 years in prison. They took out an insurance policy, and she stood to gain $450,000 in compensation.
Oh,
now, I'm telling you, you go... That's $500,000, but as my hand gets closer to that, I couldn't do it. I was thinking about this last night in bed. Could I do it?
Don't you have trouble doing the needle thing?
I have trouble doing the needle thing. I have trouble getting a normal massage sometimes. Like, ow.
Okay, but you probably couldn't do it for insurance fraud, but what about like if you're like that guy on 127 hours and your arm is stuck in a rock?
Yes, I could do that.
You could cut
because
it off
because it would go numb, because he was numb.
Yeah, and your life's on the line.
And your life's on the line.
Right, I know. Because mm-hmm. I don't think I could do it.
Half a million.
You would have to. But
450 is a lot of money.
No, I'd just be like, okay, it's my time. Goodbye. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel that way with fury cramps. I'm like,
wait, excuse me?
Sometimes my cramps are so bad. I'm like, you know, life's been good.
God, take me away.
Yes. Jesus.
The movie's called 127 Hours. Did we say that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
She actually got the number right.
Yeah, sometimes I say 127 days.
Yeah, you do.
He'd probably need food or water. So.
That being said, The Bachelor was last night. Now, I didn't watch The Bachelor.
You didn't watch it?
I don't watch it at all. I'm not a Bachelor connoisseur. I respect everybody's passion for it.
Yeah.
And I was kind of following along on Twitter a little bit. But I guess he kind of broke the rules and kicked everybody off and then went back for one that dumped him earlier.
Yes, because he was in love with this girl, Cassie, and she's like, look, I'm going home. I can't do this. You're dating two other girls. And so he broke up with the other two girls before the show even ends. And then he goes back and shoots his shot with Cassie.
The girl that dumped him.
That dumped him.
Okay, and this is the update because apparently they've been happily dating now.
Yes, because she was so unsure, and then in the end, they stay together.
They just date?
Yes, because she wasn't ready for engagement.
Are you planning on getting engaged?
It's definitely something we've talked about. Yeah.
What's holding you back?
I mean, nothing's holding me back right now. No, I think
Matt Randolph's holding me back right now. No.
What's that mean?
That's her dad because he didn't get permission to Colton to propose.
Got it.
Yeah, it's The Bachelor. Yeah. If you're a dad and some dude comes up and goes, it wasn't the big controversy was he was talking like three different dads at the same time.
He asked every single dad if he could propose.
Cassie explains why she dumped Colton.
I know that there were other girls here, and like something just told me like they were further along than I was. And I didn't know if like I would get there. I didn't know if I did get there, if it would be real, because I don't think necessarily all the time what you feel is what you should feel. And I just want to like be sure.
How do you feel about this finale?
Listen, it might have been the worst finale of all time. Like the lead up, okay, when he broke up with both chicks last week or whatever the other night, great. But this, it was an hour, 2 hours of them like, he would say, I love you. And she'd be like, I like you. I love you. I like you.
That a girl.
And then.
Good for her.
Then what do you know? They go to the fantasy suite and now they're a couple. They'll break up real soon.
Oh, they went to the fantasy suite?
Yeah, but out of respect for her, he won't reveal what happened.
Because he's a virgin.
Yeah.
Or is he?
But they're together.
Together.
That's how you do that show. You go on and you just date the winner. You don't even propose. Man, he figured it out.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This dude's out for a sail, you know, enjoying the open waters on the sailboat. Doesn't have a life vest on. And he gets hit with the boom, which is, I guess, something on the boat. He falls off.
Oh.
He's by himself, can't get back on the boat. What's he going to do? He floats in the water for 4 hours, but he turns his jeans, yes, his blue jeans, into a life vest.
How?
He ties knots in the legs and then blows air into it and makes it a life vest.
It's like denim floaties.
And he floated for 4 hours using that as a life vest.
Wow.
How smart of a dude are you? So, guys, if you're ever stranded, make sure you have an extra pair of blue jeans.
Oh, wow. He's like MacGyver.
So now I got to have crackers, blue jeans.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Talk about.
Yeah, he knew that. He recalled seeing something about Navy SEALs doing that. And that's what he said. Okay, I'm going to do this.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. Good for him.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Of course, now this happens. According to a new study, women are more willing to date poor guys.
Yeah, right.
Back when I was super poor, it definitely wasn't in style. It was the opposite.
Oh, man.
According to a new survey, money, supposedly, isn't that big of a deal to women looking for love. Listen to this survey. And all the guys are...
I don't know.
In the survey, a whopping 70% of women claim that they're very open to a relationship with a man who makes almost no money.
See? But does he have drive and passion?
All that's not in here.
Because it may be that he's got that, but his job doesn't allow him to make as much.
All I'm saying is that most of my life I've been broke. Not broke right now, but when I was broke, nobody wanted to date me because I was broke.
No one knocking on your door.
Yeah, and I couldn't even like not be broke and get like my hair cut nice, you know? have nice shoes. I had none of that. It wasn't cool to date poor guys back then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that study?
Yeah, because I'm not really poor anymore, so now they don't want to date me. Now they want to date poor guys. It's always crazy. Opposite of me.
It's true.
Or what? I think I should.
Or is this? Yeah.
What, I'm
you're dateable, but I mean, sometimes you tell us, like, well, what's the common
denominator?
What's the common factor here? And it's you. Mm. It doesn't have anything to do with money.
Chance, you're on the air. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm listening to these knuckleheads tell me about life, you know.
Morning, studio.
Yeah, morning. Oh, that's a surprise. That's usually what I do. But listen, when people call and do that, it surprises me.
And we're programmed to be like, morning.
I know, because when we start the show, this is what happens every morning. I go, morning, studio.
Morning.
That's how it goes, right?
Yeah. Automatically.
It's so early. But you must hear that on the podcast, then, right?
I do. I do. I train horses and feed horses in the morning, so I usually don't get to listen to you in the morning. But me and my boys love listening to y'all on the podcast. I love listening to the Sore Losers and Amy's podcast. I personally prefer a longer post-show pre-show.
So what we do, when this show ends, most days, if I'm not traveling, we'll just turn the mics on and talk about anything that happened on today's show. It's like a longer version of just us talking. So you can listen to the Bobby Bones show, the replay, after the air. But there's a whole other part of the show as well. So you like that, huh?
I prefer a longer one. Like, whenever I get on iHeartRadio, I'm like, oh, man, this one's only 74 minutes. Dang it.
But when it's like 100 and something, you're like...
Oh, yeah. If it's 126 minutes or something like that, I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, I love y'all. I love what y'all do. And I feel like, you know, you got to do certain things for the radio whenever you're on the air. But after the post-show, pre-show, I just imagine everybody kicked back in a lazy boy, just shooting the bull, you know?
Like, that's us when we do the post-show, pre-show, just hanging out.
That's exactly what I picture, too.
It kind of is, because what happens, sometimes people aren't even in the studio. Like, they'll go, Lunchbox will go out and work on some stuff, Eddie goes and pees, or whatever you guys do.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I have this clip that I hit here, and I'll just hit this right here.
All
right.
Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
And I'll be like, hey, we had a good show today. And I'll just start talking, and people kind of walk in and out of the room.
You'll start yawning.
Oh, yeah.
You're
allowed
whatever.
To get tired.
Amy starts eating.
Yeah. So, yeah, I appreciate that. If you listen to the show back, you hear that. So, hey, thanks for that, Chance.
Hey, do you mind saying hello to my three-year-old?
Put him on. That's who I talk best to.
Liam, it's Bobby Bones. Say hello.
Hi, Bobby Bones.
What's up, buddy?
Hi, buddy.
I'm feeding the horses.
All right, do a good job. I'll see you soon, bud.
Yay.
All right, bye. All right. Hey, Chance, thanks for listening, man. Talk to you soon, hopefully.
Bye.
All right, see you, bud. There you go. Amy has a new suggestion for a segment.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's about spilling the tea. So a long time ago, or different times on the show, we've thrown people under the bus. Mm-hmm. So it's similar to that. And it's fun because then Bobby will be like, oh, I hear the bus coming.
Okay,
like,
so hold on. So spill the tea.
Is gossip.
It's like about each other.
Yes, like
they
you
don't
have
know
something.
Coming.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So when you get thrown under the bus, it's like it hurts. It could roll over you. So now we can spill the tea about people. Like if you have something to say about whomever, then you request to spill the tea.
Okay, so there's. I guess they made their own little jingle for this. Here we go.
Let's spill the tea.
And so,
like, it's tea time.
Yeah, so what's the explanation?
Let me get
tea?
This straight. Well, tea's gossip.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Like, they say spill the tea is like share the gossip.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you, like, let's say if I say, hey, I want to spill the tea, it means I have gossip about somebody on the show.
Yes.
And they don't know it's coming.
Right. Whoa. So, and then then you or whomever has it, they spill the tea. And then the person that the tea got spilled about, they have a chance to.
Who do you
want to
spill the tea about? What, is this something you want to do today or
already?
Just in general?
No. Does anybody have anything? I just think in general.
Oh, okay. So it's.
Oh, I thought you had some tea already. I was like, uh-oh. Huh.
Bobby, do you have something?
No, I have nothing.
No?
No.
Let's okay, spill the tea.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous to spill the tea because I do have something.
Oh, okay.
There she goes.
All right.
Uh-oh. I just want to see if anybody else wanted to go first, so then it wasn't me, and then I was the only person spilling tea.
So, do we get to know who is the person?
Oh, you tell who it is?
Yeah, well, you can say it out loud.
Oh, boy.
But then you have to wait on and see what happens. Who's the person?
Bobby.
Oh, it's you.
So, you want to spill the tea about me?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like the segment, so nope.
That was Let's Spill the Tea.
We don't have to do it now. I guess we could
Okay.
Do tea time later.
We'll do tea time. You know, if I say...
Now I kind of want to know what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it good?
Y'all, seriously, nobody else has anything? I could not be the only one to spill the tea, especially if it's Bobby. About Bobby. Like, if we start this segment, it'd be nice for somebody to spill tea about Lunchbox, and then we ease into it, go Bobby.
Why don't we spill tea about Amy?
Let me think about this. All right, this is Amy's new segment idea called Let's Spill the Tea.
Let's Spill the Tea!
What do you know?
That you... went out on a date.
Oh. Whoa. Really? Recently? When was this?
I don't know if I should spill the...
What? If you're spilling it, let it. I mean...
I'm nervous to spill the tea. I'm more like sipping on the tea.
Just know that if you spill my tea, you're going to get a jug of tea. Hot sweet tea. I spill sweet
pitcher.
Tea. I'm going full Chick-fil-A sweet tea.
That's funny,
So buddy. Go ahead.
She's pretty.
Hold on.
Okay.
What do you know?
Oh, it's a girl.
Okay. Okay, that's good.
He went on a date with a girl. I know this took place in New York City.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow. This is fresh off the press.
Fresh. So he was there for the Maren Morris thing. So I know that he went out to eat with her.
Well, okay, now you're getting things.
The way she's talking, too.
I'm nervous. Y'all, you can't... when you spill tea on Bobby...
It's hard, I get it.
But I'm letting you spill tea on me first, so then it's open to everybody.
Ugh.
Right? What's good for the goose, good for the gander.
So,
nice of you.
What?
I know...
Whoa, what do you know?
I know what she does.
No, don't say that.
She knows all the tea.
But this is what happened. The last time I went out with somebody, all our listeners found her and you know...
Correct.
That's why I don't sometimes share that part of it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't ask for that. You know, this is what I can tell you.
Okay.
I went out. Would you consider it a date?
Yes.
A date.
It's one. No.
Okay. So
from what I know, it's 100% a date.
I finished the Maren Morris iHeartRadio album release party.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was relax over there.
Wait. I got a question.
Yeah.
Was this lady at the Maren Morris?
No.
Okay. So she's not with the company.
She's not with the company. No,
just quit fishing. Just let him talk.
No, you got to fish. He's not going to give you all the fish if you don't fish.
I'm not going to. You're not going
to. Thanks, Bob.
You got to throw that bait out there and hope he bites.
So she finished her job at 10:30. I finished my job at 10:30.
So she works late.
And so we met. And then it was we met from an app too, right?
Okay.
And so we met. And it was now the one of us that ever have met from this app. And so then it was we're both kind of weird. So we just let's have a drink. And it went good. Then we went to get something to eat after that. And then I think we hung out till 2.
Whoa.
Wow.
And then I just got up and
in the morning.
It was no crap.
Yeah, 2 a.m. That's what I pictured.
Yeah, so where were you at 2 a.m.?
Nowhere. We stayed in the restaurant. Then it was so cold.
In New York City.
I know.
How romantic.
The city that never sleeps.
It was so cold. I don't even know that it was romantic, but it was good. It was actually really good.
It's where dreams are
really
made of.
Good?
Yeah, it was really good.
Did you take her ice skating? Rockefeller Center?
It was 2 a.m. It was 1 a.m. Awesome. It was midnight.
Okay.
I don't think that's
the only problem is, guys, more of this tea is, I don't even know. I mean, you can get kind of excited about it, but she lives there.
I don't know. What does that mean?
Well, because he's on
Miranda's husband lives there, too. So, yeah. And she lives here.
That works.
So,
that works, yeah.
That's true.
Come on.
You got me there.
Ooh, when you were in, would you see Miranda's husband work in the streets?
What are you?
NYPD?
I did not see him work in the streets.
So
that's some quality tea that I don't know that I'm ready to come to the table with yet, but okay.
So there's going to be a second date.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, next time he goes to work up there, now suddenly Bobby's going to be like, I think I have work in New York.
Does she travel for work at all?
No.
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 Nope. No!
But I'm not talking about her so much.
Hey,
doesn't. Well, what TV show is filmed in New York?
Listen, I'm done talking about that. I'm not trying to put her identity out there in any way. Do you have any other questions before I close the segment?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How many smooches?
No. That's not a thing.
Kiss and tell?
No. I mean, that's not even that. There's no kissing.
Oh.
If you're with someone till 2 a.m., you better be kissing.
Yeah. Did y'all hug? Hug?
Front hug? Just a good hug.
It was a lingering hug.
Yeah, it was a good solid hug. It was a good date.
Is she famous?
It's a good date. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
Like what level?
And no, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about her identity in any way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, what color hair?
No.
Amy, good tea.
Thank you.
No, not good tea. I wasn't quite prepared to put all this out there. All right, is tea time over, Amy?
Well, I mean, yeah, I feel like that's... you gave more than I knew. There was some stuff I didn't know, but I just heard about the date. And
Amy, how did you find out about that?
Because people knew he went out after the show.
You knew a waiter at the restaurant?
Mike D, did you tell her?
No.
Oh.
Mike D, it's the only one you can think
of. Well, Mike, yeah. Rod, no, our boss.
Oh, okay.
But don't like five people who knew. I got to find these leaks.
I'm going to go talk to Rod, see what he has to say about her.
All right, and that's the tea?
Tea time.
It's over?
Tea time.
Tea time's over.
That was Let's Spill the Tea.
You do that different? I like that one.
That's like a British accent from Ray. Is that right, Raymundo?
Yeah.
Trying to do British?
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, all right, there you go. Hey, stop crushing candy and make the switch to Best Fiends. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here to tell you about this 5-star rated puzzle game. It's just better than other puzzle games. Don't miss out. Best Fiends is not your average puzzle game. And once you play it, I think you'll agree. Trust me when I say that Best Fiends is just fun. Use your brain as you solve thousands of puzzles, collect tons of characters. If you're sick of playing the same old puzzle game and you want to try something new, go and download Best Fiends right now. No other game like it. And if I can't convince you, maybe the over 90 million downloads of Best Fiends will. There's a reason why Best Fiends has this many downloads. And once you play, you're going to love it. One of the reasons we love it on the show is because it's just so much fun. You don't even need Wi-Fi to play, so it's perfect while you're traveling. Make the switch to Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Again, it's not like all the other puzzle games. Download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Friends without the R. Best Fiends. You know a song I love, I've been listening to? Is that Kane Brown song, Good As You? You heard this?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think it's a radio song, is it?
I've never heard it.
Yeah, but I did his like album release thing.
It's kind of the jam. It came on like randomly. I saved it and listened to it all the time when I already did.
See the way you're taking care of your mama. The way you're taking care of me. The way you light up any room, girl. You're what this world should be. Tomorrow, tonight, the rest of my life, I wanna be the man you want me to be. So starting right now, girl, tell me everything you need. I just wanna wake up every day here in this bed. Never leave, I love you, left unsaid. It might take 100 lifetimes to do. But baby, I just wanna be good as you.
Kind of jam, huh?
I like it.
Yeah, it's Kane Brown anyway.
I just wanna wake up every day here in this bed. Never leave, I love you, left unsaid. It might take 100 lifetimes to do. But baby, I just wanna be good as you.
Yeah, anyway, I was just listening. Because sometimes I'll do like the, not the big, big hits, but I'll be like, all right, radio, play like the top country songs. Because listen, we come on this show, we play, there's like 5 songs they have programmed all show long. So the biggest of big. We don't play a lot of music. So that some that we do, they only want to play the biggest hits. I don't program the music on the show. But then I'll be like, give me the rest. But I came on. I was like, that's a good one. I got a couple things. Should we let Lunchbox do his unpopular opinions?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, he's been on fire today.
I mean, I feel like he has a list of like 100.
Well, that's what he wants.
Yeah.
He's like, I have a whole, can I do 30 whole seconds, like a segment?
Yeah, 30 seconds on each one.
So, no, not on each
what?
One. No, the whole thing is 30 seconds. You get to list them all. Because I mean, we did unpopular opinions yesterday. We all gave ours. And Eddie's was so dumb. It was.
Ooh, I don't know. I got a lot of people agreeing with
he
me.
He was like, The Office is not good. And Lunchbox was so dumb. It was. Waffle fries from Chick-fil-A
that
are not
was dumb.
Good. Amy's was so dumb.
Yeah.
Snickers?
Oh, Snickers aren't good.
No, they're not. That's my opinion, and it's unpopular. That's the point.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Bobby's was so dumb.
Mine was good.
Home Alone is not a Christmas
exactly.
movie.
Exactly.
You could have that movie so at 4th of July with like slight differences. In,
no.
You
there wouldn't be the
probably
ornaments.
Not.
No, like
thieves wouldn't be stealing Christmas presents.
It'd be America.
Christmas time.
Yeah. Whatever.
It wouldn't be snowing.
It's called Home Alone, not Home Alone at Christmas.
There would be no boom boom.
No, but there'd be
dreaming.
Born in the USA.
Summertime song.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could do that movie at 4th of July and make some slight secondary changes, and that'd be the same movie.
That's your opinion.
Yeah. It's a good one, too. Unpopular, though. Lunchbox, are you ready? You have 30 seconds.
I'm ready.
He's going to now share his unpopular opinions. And go.
Direct deposit is just the company running a scam on you. They take a couple cents from every employee, saves them millions of dollars a year. Going to concerts... really kind of sucks.
Oh.
Like, I mean, if they were, concerts were so good, they would just put out live albums and you'd buy them over and over. What do? They go to a studio, record the music so it sounds perfect so you can hear every single word and you don't have to deal with sweaty, annoying people at a concert. Wow. Concerts kind of suck.
Okay, go ahead.
Boneless wings are better than the traditional wings. They are so much easier.
Oh, out of time.
So much easier to eat.
He keeps going.
And they're not annoying like the bones and you got to pick through them and you barely get any meat. When you can just chomp down on it, enjoy it, so much better.
Make them boneless.
Well, that's not natural.
It's a different cut. It's a different cut of the chicken.
No, it's also
They mush it together to make it a wing.
It's terrible.
It's a breast.
Go ahead. What else? I'll let you do some more. What else? You're unpopular. The concert went so dumb.
No,
you go for the live experience.
Correct.
What's the live experience?
That you're watching people do it live and not in a studio where they can take 100 times and make it perfect.
Like one time.
Gritty.
You can't hear it as well.
Yes, you can.
No,
and there's explosions. You get to see the people.
You got to go to the bathroom, and you got to climb over people.
Climb over?
Where are you going to shows?
You got a raging machine?
The seats aren't comfortable.
At a jungle gym?
Guys,
go ahead.
Concerts, going to concerts kind of sucks.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Another unpopular opinion.
Cake isn't good.
Oh, wow.
And cupcakes, that also is not good.
Okay.
You don't like cake at all?
No.
What?
Any cake?
No cake.
You're dead inside.
Like, I do not like frosting. Frosting is gross, so I don't understand the point of cake. I just don't get it.
Who says frosting? I say icing.
I think I would say, ooh, that's a good one.
Well, no, don't think about it, Bones. Well, just
icing is on cake. Frosting's on cupcakes.
I would say frosting.
What?
Man, they're
so unpopular right now.
I know.
What do you say, Eddie?
Frosting.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not against icing, though, now that I say that. I don't know.
I don't think you've ever said frosting in your life.
That's not true. Like, let me lick the frosting. Yeah, Amy's probably icing. I've changed my mind.
It's icing.
I think it's icing. Yeah.
You know it.
So there's a whole thing on The Office where Kevin's like, what's the deal with mini cupcakes? They're just mini versions of a cupcake. It's already a mini version of a cake. This is stupid.
You sound just like him.
Thank you.
You do kind of sound like him.
Thank you.
It's a bad show, though.
It's so good.
No, it's the greatest
That's
show.
That's so very unpopular. Let's
talk about else.
Okay, Cheez-Its and Goldfish are disgusting.
What? I love
Cheez-Its. I just do not understand how people eat those. They are gross. And last but not least, newborn babies suck. Are evil.
No, he thinks they're not cute, I bet.
Go ahead.
Newborn babies look like aliens.
Even yours?
Even mine. Guys, when they come out, their faces are kind of sunken in, and they do not look that cute. And when they start filling out, they can become cute. But when they are born, they look like aliens. And when people post pictures on Facebook, look at how cute my newborn baby is. Everybody should just write, you're lying to yourself.
Wait, so is your baby now cute or no?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got full cheeks and everything, so he's really cute.
But he wasn't until when?
Probably a few months, 3 months, I would say.
Did you tell him?
Yeah.
You're like, you're ugly.
I was like, hey, what up? I didn't say, oh, you're so cute. I don't do that.
You wouldn't look at him in the eyes, though.
I wouldn't look him in the eyes.
All right, there he is. Unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
We don't agree with any of those, by the way. I was talking to Morgan number two because we went out this last weekend. We went to like the club. Would you call that the club, Morgan number two, or the bar?
Yeah, no, it's a club.
Because it's like dance,
the
right?
The club.
And Morgan number two is 25, and I'm not. But I went out 2 weekends in a row. And so she said that, what'd you see me doing?
So I looked over when we were on the dance platform, not even on just the bar. We were on the dance platform where people could see us. And Bobby's typing in his notes things for the show to talk about.
Nice. Yeah.
That's how cool I am at the club.
I could totally see you doing
that. I've
got my
phone out and I'm like taking notes.
You'll forget it if you don't.
Exactly.
So that's funny you saw me doing that. As I'm on the platform.
Bones.
Up ahead of, I didn't know you saw that. And also, I admitted to them, this is how it came up off the air. I admitted to Eddie that I Shazam songs at the club.
Oh, no. You're like, oh, this is good.
I'm like, this guy's pointing his phone at the speaker.
I'm like, that's a good song, and I Shazam it up toward the DJ. Because, yeah, there you go. I'm a nerd, and I'm not 25. What do you want from me? And
yeah.
Thinking of the show.
You won't remember things, and you got to think about work, yeah.
That's pretty nerdy, huh?
Yeah.
Shazamming songs at the club.
All of it.
And
writing notes down on your phone.
All right. Thank you, Morgan, number two.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Let's go over to Morgan, number two, who, if you don't know, what do you love, Morgan, number two?
Food. All the food.
All the food. Here's Food World. Here we go.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
IHOP is selling Oreo pancakes with cupcake icing. They were created by a 6-year-old, and they're only on the menu for a limited time. They're buttermilk pancakes filled with Oreo cookie pieces and then drizzled with the icing.
Oh,
man, and only 99 calories. Yeah, wow. That does sound really good, right?
Yes.
The IHOP Oreo pancakes. Wow. And there you go. That's Food World. Thank you, Morgan, number 2.
Yep.
That was Food World with Morgan number 2. Num, num, num.
So, listen, I got a note here. A lot of people think that Morgan number 2 and I have been hanging out a lot. Do you feel that way, Eddie, Lunchbox?
Well, you have. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's no denying it. Like, when you say they think we have, you guys have been hanging out a lot.
And then, Bones, you'll say like a point or whatever, and you'll be like, yeah, I know me and Morgan number 2 were talking last night.
By the way, I counted this up. Yeah. We've only ever hung out, I think, 4 times.
Yeah, but it's all just, I think that their point is maybe that it's new and recent and in a row. Are y'all thinking something's going on?
Well, no. And then he also says
Let Morgan number 2 talk.
Oh.
Hold on, because she says that everyone's giving her a hard time. Right, Morgan number 2?
Yeah, everybody's like, you're hanging out with Bobby a lot. Like, you know, you guys are like good friends and you're going to start dating. And soon enough, it's going to be Bobby and Morgan dating.
Oh, wow.
Jealousy. That's all I say. We hung out 2 times.
Wait,
in
who's
2
saying
weeks.
That?
Yeah, who's
people
saying
online?
That?
Yeah, who said that?
Like, if they're online, that's not jealousy.
Yeah, jealous. Also, people in this room.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't heard that.
Well, all I'm saying is everybody needs to take a pill and chill. And Morgan number 2 even found a story about how, like, to have a good dude friend is valuable, right, Morgan number 2?
Yeah, it like gives you the list of why you should have a good guy friend.
Bring it out.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
He will help you understand men better.
There you go. Boom.
There's right there. Less drama. Bobby's your go-to for that?
Yeah, Bobby is
like
a
wait,
chick.
What? Well, Amy, why would you say it like that?
Bobby, you're one of my best friends, but I don't go to you to understand men better.
That's rude.
It is?
Yeah, you should, though.
Okay.
I'm a man. I know you think because I'm dorky, I'm not manly.
And you're feminine.
I'm okay, just because I'm clean doesn't mean I'm feminine. Go ahead.
All right. There's less drama.
That's right. There's no drama with me.
That's true. He'll protect you, which is totally true.
You did the other night.
Yeah.
Well,
I was about to. I was about to take a dude and throw him off the box. Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
You can rely on him.
Boom. Absolutely.
He's very reliable.
Thank you.
He'll be honest with you.
Sometimes too much. Go ahead.
And you can let your inner dude out with them.
Well, don't fart around me.
Yeah, what does inner dude mean?
I don't even know that I have an inner dude, to be honest with you. But
exactly.
That was Amy's point.
By the way, oh, you two can shut up. I can out bench press all of you. What do you want to do? What manly thing do we want to do?
No, yeah. We're good.
Yeah. You guys want to box? What do you want to do?
Hey, so, just then tell everyone. Are you guys dating? Like...
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird when the conversation, sometimes you're like, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know what you said, but yeah, I'll just use a shirt example. Like, oh, I got this new shirt, but Morgan number 2 hates it.
I've never said that.
I know, but it's not a shirt. You were talking about something. I don't know, a story or
a... Great point about not knowing your example. All right.
Okay, whatever. Morgan number 2, do you approve of this conversation with Bobby? I mean, are we okay?
This is what Lunchbox did with Mike D, too, and Mike D came in. Remember, he's always like, Mike D, do you approve?
Common denominator.
Lunchbox
Bones.
Always gets mad at new people coming in.
We're all here. You know who I am? People call me this all the time.
Country music's youngest historian.
Thank you, yes.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
That's why we do this segment. To keep the history of country music alive.
Yes.
On this day, 32 years ago, the year was 1987, George Strait was number 1 on the country charts with Oceanfront Property. Here we go.
Got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
The song was written by Dean Dillon, Hank Cochran, and Royce Porter. And then after this, George Strait went on to win his first CMA Entertainer of the Year award, which he ended up winning 3 times.
Love it.
Yeah.
So good.
If you buy that, I'll throw
the Golden Gate in free.
I'm going to be honest. This song confused me growing up.
Why is that?
I didn't get it. I didn't understand what he meant by, like, he's got oceanfront property in Arizona. And I'm like, Arizona's not by the water.
And at what age did you finally understand that was the whole point?
I'm probably a teenager, 15, 16.
35.
Got it.
Yeah, got it. There you go.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bones. Here are your biggest songs in country music right now. Number three, Chris Stapleton, Millionaire.
It's more precious than love.
Damn. He didn't even write this. He didn't even sing this. It's a cover.
What?
Yeah, this is a cover.
I didn't know that.
Chris Stapleton covers about a song, a record.
Okay, because yeah, Tennessee Whiskey was the last one.
And this is a cover, cover song.
Huh.
Number three, Millionaire.
That makes me a millionaire.
I'm pretty good at that one. Burnout from Midland is at number two.
Watching cigarettes burn out.
And Beautiful Crazy from Luke Combs is at number one again. Is this like 100 weeks in a row? Or has it just been up there on the top? This song is so loved and so good.
She can't help
it's his fifth number one in a row.
Amaze me the way that she dances. Ain't afraid to take chances. And wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy. But her crazy is beautiful to me.
Number one pop song. Ariana Grande, Seven Rings. The whole line is like, my hair, I bought it. Eddie was walking around. Here we go. Eddie goes, my hair, I cut it. We're like, hey, that's, yeah, like, that's not how it goes.
She says, you like my hair? G thinks, just cut it.
No, G thinks I bought it.
Dang, I looked it up. He's
she
right.
Oh, really? Yes. I thought she did both.
No, like that's the lamest barbershop song ever. G thanks, just cut it. Super cuts, so good.
So dumb.
Yeah, there you go. Those are your big songs.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So yeah, Aunt Becky from Full House might be going to jail along with a bunch of other celebrities. And what happened is they were busted as part of this like crazy ring of parents that would pay money, crazy amounts of money, to get their kids into colleges. It's called Operation Varsity Blues. And it's nutso.
So they fell onto this scandal investigating another scandal. They were looking at something else. They heard about this. They were like, oh, wait, this is happening? And so what's happened is a lot of these rich people, and I think only two real celebrities, Felicity Huffman and Aunt Becky, there were some CEOs, like the Yale women's soccer coach.
A lot of athletic coaches at universities, yeah, like tennis
University
coaches.
University of Texas tennis. Yeah.
They would act like the people were recruits into athletic teams. And that would help get them into school. I believe the Yale women's soccer coach accepted $400,000.
Yes.
That family paid $1.2 million.
Unbelievable.
And they would get people to go take the test for their kids. That was one way to do it, to get a lot of different things.
And Becky and her husband, they allegedly paid $500,000 to have their two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team. USC, yes, crew team. And they sent the school a bunch of photos of them on rowing machines, like to act like they were like, that was their athletic credentials. And this charity that they would quote unquote donate to, the guy set up, he would Photoshop kids' faces on other athletic pictures so that it looked like they played the sport.
Yeah, a lot of these kids didn't even play the sports that they were quote unquote being recruited for. They were named captain of the soccer team. They never played soccer in their life.
And if he didn't Photoshop them on them, he would set up fake photo shoots, and they would go and act like they were playing the sport, and then he'd have pictures of them.
Well, the FBI took 10 months investigated this. A lot of people will go to jail. A couple things came from this is, one, her name's not even Aunt Becky. It's Lori Loughlin.
Yes.
We never want
everyone's
to
like, who's that?
Yeah.
Her husband is the Mossimo guy.
I didn't know that.
I believe.
But yeah, Mossimo Giuliano.
From Target, the brand?
Wow.
Mossimo?
Yeah. Oh. It looked like a scribble?
Yeah.
A cursive?
I think that's her husband. Felicity Huffman, obviously, and... What else did I hear from this that was kind of mind-blowing to me? It's just that a lot of people... Oh, kids that went into these programs, they kicked other, like, real students out of these.
That's
so
the problem.
A lot of rich kids who didn't deserve to be in these schools kicked out a bunch of kids who couldn't afford it, who should have been in these schools. And that's what stinks.
So now will these kids get kicked out of school? Like, if they're still in college, do they get kicked out?
I would assume yes.
This is so crazy.
My assumption would be yes. You can't really go, well, you got in illegally, but you stay in legally. Don't know, because this has not happened before, but I would assume you have to take them out of the program.
So Felicity Huffman, you know, from Desperate Housewives, she's one of the ones, and her daughter's SAT scores, they got them changed to like the wrong
400%.
Answers to the correct answers.
400. They went from a 10 to a 1400 or something.
Wow.
And Felicity was arrested by FBI agents with guns drawn.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, they drew on her.
Yeah.
I thought she heard.
Yeah.
With her arsenal.
Who knows what's happening there? All right, what else, Amy?
So crazy. So Ariana Grande's Starbucks drink can't be made vegan, and fans are frustrated because Ariana Grande is a vegan. She's been vegan since 2013, and she's out promoting this drink, so all of her fans are showing up to Starbucks because, of course, since she's vegan, they're vegan, and they try to order the drink vegan, and Starbucks is like, no, we can't do that, sorry. It has this egg white powder that makes it really frothy on top.
Was it the ham latte?
So Ariana Grande said, well, just get the soy version, but can't get that froth without that egg white. So fans are frustrated.
There you go. What else?
And texting your ex on their birthday. I've got clues to help you make up your mind on whether or not you should do it. Like, Bobby, you have a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
You think any of your exes will text you?
All of them, probably.
One of your exes had a birthday the other day. Did you text her?
Nope.
Oh.
Which one?
Rachel.
No.
She did, yeah.
She turned 30.
No, I didn't.
You didn't text her?
I didn't.
Huh.
No, what? I didn't even know. She's probably the one I'm least close to of every ex. And she just got engaged, too. So I was like, you know, I don't want to break them up.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Because the one text comes in, all of a sudden, they're like.
That's actually a good thing to put on here. Like, I have a list of whether or not you should text them, like, clues to help you make up your mind.
Yeah.
And that's a good one to have on there. Is she in another relationship? Because you don't want to cause drama. So here's some of the things. Are you still friends? Like, there you go. Do you work together? Because that would be weird if you didn't text someone, you had to see them all the time. You ended things on good terms. There's no drama. You don't have an ulterior motive. And they texted you for your birthday. This is nice.
Yeah,
to reciprocate.
She's the only one that really doesn't. We don't like to communicate. But she has a dude, so it's all
about
clear.
To get married.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
And then I hate for my text to split that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's bad press.
Time now for Morgan number two to get us with that skinny. I should do a jingle into this, huh?
Yeah. That sounds good. Thank you.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
The performers for the 2019 ACM Awards have been announced. They include Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, George Strait, host Reba McEntire, Brothers Osborne, Kane Brown, Little Big Town, Thomas Rhett, and Jason Aldean.
And then good night, everybody. It is. A lot of them. All right, what else?
Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd will be celebrating their first anniversary as a married couple in San Francisco this year. He's flying out while she's there for a tour, and they plan to go riding some trolleys and eat great food.
Yeah, I flew back with Maren yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we did the iHeart. We did her iHeart album premiere, and then it was like, when are you leaving? And we just kind of mentioned it briefly because Maren and I are we're almost friends. Like, there's like friends. Like, I have friends. Like,
right.
That I would just talk to. We're so close to being like her and Ryan. Like, we're cool.
Yeah, that's
cool. We're almost friends.
Did you talk to her the whole time, or did you put your headphones on like you usually do?
No, I didn't sit right beside her. I sat, like, across the aisle from her.
Oh, gotcha.
But we were there, yeah, just chilling.
Nice.
She's like, she just walked to the airport. Nobody bothers her. It's crazy. I'd be like, I'd see Maren still, and I'd still go, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
No, you're not that guy.
I know, I'm still that guy. I'm still that guy. Morgan number two, what else?
Thomas Rhett always runs a new song by his wife, Lauren. He said she's the ultimate gauge. If he doesn't like a song, it means that 70% of the female population isn't going to like it, and that's pretty big to him.
Yeah, that's what I do with all my bits and Amy. I'm like, you like this bit?
She's yeah.
Like, I do. All right, let's do it.
I control this show.
That's
yes.
That's the truth of it is. I really am not pulling the strings. Amy is. All right, Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this guy named Jason, saw a stray dog running around in traffic earlier this month. So he's awesome, got the dog, took it to the vet, had a chip, but then the chip wasn't registered to anybody. So then he posted pictures of this cute dog on Facebook. Nothing happened. So do you know what he did? This is so cool. He took the dog, went to a street corner. He stood there for 3 hours with a sign that said, do you know this lost dog? Well, people started taking pictures of that and then posting it on all their social stuff. And then it spread. The photo went viral. And someone who knew the dog got in touch after that. And the owner turned out to be this older guy who'd been driving around looking for his lost dog, like driving all over the place. So pretty cool.
Do you know the rest of the story, though?
Oh, well, because he's single and like now people want to like set him up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need a baby to do that with.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the dates I would go to if I had a baby and I was like, lost baby? Just out here volunteering my time, trying to find the owner.
Yeah. Do you know this lost baby?
Do you know?
Yeah. That could work.
Yeah. That is a good story, though. I do like all of that story. All of that's good.
He said he recently got out of a relationship, so he wants to take things slow, but he appreciates all the inquiries.
Yeah. There you go. Hey. Who doesn't appreciate the inquiries, right? Let's be honest.
Right? Yeah.
All right. There you go. That's what it's all about. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Our producer, Raymundo, from the Glass Room with the news. Raymundo, what you got?
Watch out, center of the country. Winter storm Ulmer is coming. Hurricane-force winds up to 2 feet of snow in some places. In other news, officials found a college cheating scandal. 50 rich and some famous people are accused of paying bribes to get their kids into America's top colleges. And finally, in sports, in the NFL, a blockbuster trade. Odell Beckham headed to the Cleveland Browns.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's a question brought to me. How often do you change your pillowcases? All right. Think about that for a second. Let's go around the room. Lunchbox, you'll go first. Here we go. How often do you change your pillowcase? Let's see where it stops.
I would say a month.
Once a month?
Yeah, once a month. Because you can flip it over. You get 2 weeks out of each side.
1 month? I thought it'd be worse with him.
Me too.
Me too. You know.
How often do you change your bed sheets?
His wife.
I'm probably once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just roll over to the different section of the bed.
Are you sure your wife's not changing them more?
Trust me. If there's someone that's changing the sheet, it's me.
Oh, she doesn't care either?
Well, I mean, she thinks it's kind of gross, but then I'm just like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You don't want to waste the water washing them.
Is she kind of gross like you?
No.
She's not.
I've kind of rubbed off on her a little bit. She gets really annoyed with me and gets frustrated, and I think she just gives up sometimes because I just am so annoying with it.
Does she do things to you, though, where you're going, you know what, I can be a little cleaner because I'm just annoyed with her always, like, bother me about it?
Yes. I mean, I'm like, I feel like she's always nagging me, and I'm like, if I would just pick it up, she would not nag me. If I just cleaned up, she would not nag me, but, man, that nagging gets old.
Sometimes you just clean up because you don't want to be nagged?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. But not when it comes to dishes, we get those standoffs. Those are fun.
How long are the standoffs sometimes when it's really long?
It's been 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. You've done a no-wash dish standoff for 2 weeks?
Yeah. Because I know it's her turn or she thinks it's my turn, and we just leave them. We just leave them. Just sit there, watch them. Watch them. And she comes home from work, oh, the dishes didn't get clean. Nope. And then I come home, oh, I guess she didn't wash the dishes this morning.
And is it kind of playful?
Yeah, I think it's playful. I don't think it's angry, but she's probably more annoyed than I am because me, I just don't care. Like, I'm just a dirtier person in general. So, I mean, I used to just throw my shampoo bottles all in the bathtub and just whatever. I just have, like, a bunch of them.
Why would you do that?
Well, because they were empty. So they had to just build up.
So,
wow.
But what about when you would shower?
Well, at my old house, it had a stand-up shower. The shower was not part of the bathtub.
So you used your bathtub as a trash can?
Yeah. And so he would just fill up, and then when he...
That's so weird. I remember
and
this.
I lived there for like 5 years, and so I would just throw them in there, and then I'd clean them out after a year, maybe.
So your bathtub was just full of old bottles?
Old bottles.
Why would you not put them in a recycler or just throw them away?
Well, I would eventually recycle them after about a year.
Huh.
When it filled up.
Well, pillowcases. Let's spin the wheel, see where Eddie lands.
Pillowcases, if I had my way, I would do them probably once a month. My wife probably every 2 weeks.
So she does them?
Yes. Yeah.
Every 2 weeks for you?
Yeah.
Amy?
We wash our sheets every Thursday. I try to have the sheets washed in pillowcases. Sometimes if I'm doing towels or anything white, because our sheets are white, I'll just strip the pillowcases and throw them in, because why not?
I strip the pillowcases so every time I wash my sheets, which is twice a week at least.
Wow.
You guys are weird.
When I had my dog, I was doing it every other day. They slept in the bed with me.
Yeah.
So I was every other day, and I just rotated. Sometimes I couldn't get to the washer, but I'd peel them and put the new ones on. And I had three sets. I had my dog 15 years, and he shed like crazy. Now it's twice a week, because a lot of the stuff I'm doing now I have to get spray tan for.
Yeah.
And so I get in the bed, and there'll be spray tan. So twice a week. And pillowcases every time.
I drool so much that when I take the pillowcase off, the actual pillow is like pretty dark orange.
You drool that much?
Oh, a lot.
Wow.
I sleep with my mouth wide open.
Weirdest thing you do while you sleep? Amy?
I sleep like a frog.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. Lunchbox?
Do you ribbit?
No, my legs are
tongue.
Just...
and it eats flies.
No. It's just my body shape.
Lunchbox?
I pet my face. Like, my right arm will go up in the air, and it'll just kind of rub my cheek, or it'll just be stuck in the midair. Like, it'll just hang up there, and my wife will wake up, and my hand will just be up in the air, chilling.
Eddie, where do you think you do we sleep?
Yeah, I would say that I kind of start with my knees straight up, and they slowly go out and then back. My wife says I do that all night.
Your knees straight up, what do you mean? Like
my knees
your
bent.
Your feet are next to your butt cheeks? Like they're close
yeah,
to your butt?
Yeah, knees facing the ceiling, and then they open up and close all night.
That's a yoga move.
What?
Where you open your knees at the end of practice?
So I do yoga when I sleep.
That's good.
What about you, Bones?
Well, I sleep with my hands above my head.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the air, not like a zombie. But like
raise the roof?
Like dive, like a diver.
Whoa.
And it hurts my shoulder so bad. And I go to sleep and I put them down on my legs and I try to hold them. I try to lay on my hands and I wake up and my hands are back above my head like this.
You try to stop from doing it, but you can't.
It's like
help
I'm
it
making an O above my head.
Okay.
And I wake up and my hands are above my head and I'm like, I cannot keep them down.
I wonder if that's how you slept like a baby, like when you were younger.
I don't know. And sometimes I'll take and I'll put it like pillows on top of them. But then I end up with my hands, with a pillow above my head. I can't stop it. When I injure my shoulder, it wouldn't get better because of that. So, yeah, there you have it. Pillowcases, what's the general rule? Anybody know? You should wash them, what, once every
2 months?
Oh, for sure, every week.
Every week.
But, also just throw it in with other clothes. If you're already doing a load of laundry, throw it in.
Yeah,
and
I
then
would
get
agree with
the,
that.
Yeah. Because your face and your hair, like everything.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Pretty gross.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So the scandal, the controversy at the end of last year, which I don't even know was going to be controversial, was that I bought Amy two nights of a Christmas present.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. And here's what happened. Brett Eldridge was in studio. We were off the air. And Brett Eldridge was doing commercials for the Peloton bike. And he was singing Crazy Little Thing Called Love. And Amy says, man, I really would like one of those Peloton treadmills. Now, if you know me and you listen to the show, you know I'm single. I don't have any kids, no girlfriend. I had nothing to spend money on. And Amy's my best friend. So I bought Amy a Peloton treadmill. And it was quite the gift. But let me be honest. Amy, you're quite the friend.
Thank you.
But I didn't know it was going to create drama at your house.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit. I don't think it's like something that you need to be overly concerned about, but it just was a really nice gift. And I think my husband was planning on buying it for me for Christmas. So you beat him to it.
Oh, wow.
Well, I didn't know, Amy, you didn't even say it to me. I just heard you say it.
I know.
It. And I try to pay attention to what people say around me. Go ahead.
I know. It's the only thing I had asked for. And I didn't even think, honestly. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's probably appreciative because, then we didn't have, it's fine. But then he was kind of stuck with, shoot, now what do I get you? Because he knew that's what I really wanted. And he was actually going to make it. He was like, I mean, that's a crazy gift. He was like, I was going to make it your Christmas present and our anniversary present because our anniversary and Christmas are a couple days apart. So he was going to make it one big gift. And then he was stuck with then trying to figure out Christmas and anniversary.
Well, again. Then here's where I am and where it's affecting me. Your birthday comes up Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't want to get Amy something crazy because I don't want to be that person. But I want to get you something.
Why were you thinking about?
What? it's putting me in an uncomfortable situation.
Okay, well, here.
Amy's birthday is the 18th. It comes up, just so everybody knows, it's on Monday. I don't keep up with that many people's birthdays, but I do keep up with Amy's. And I was thinking about what to get you and had some things in mind. I was like, I can't. I've already done too much.
Yeah.
So what are my rules here on this?
There's no rules. Everything's fine. My husband even ran on the treadmill the other day and he was like, this thing is so amazing. And he was like, thank you, Bobby. Like, it's fine. At first, it wasn't a thing because he acted like it wasn't a thing. But my husband, part of his personality is he stuffs things down until it eventually comes out. And it's probably a little bit worse than it should have been if he just said it to begin with.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything against you. He was just like, just needed to know what, he's like, I'm not good. I wanted to get you something you wanted. And then I felt like left with, you didn't express anything else that you wanted besides that.
Well, that's not my job to buy you the best gift. So I'm going to get you a really crappy gift on purpose. Okay.
Okay. I should have never brought this up. Did I bring this up to you? Who brought this up to you?
You did. On the air. You were like, there was a little drama with your Christmas present.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. So, that being said.
I mean, there's no rules. Again, I said he ran on the treadmill. He loved it. He said, thank you, Bobby.
I'm not trying to get beat up. Your husband's like Vin Diesel.
Oh, my gosh. No, he's not.
Whatever.
Okay.
Okay, Amy's birthday is Monday. You will be how old, Amy?
38.
There she is, 38 years old. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
Feeling great.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm about to be 39 and feeling fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I looked in the mirror. I caught myself in the mirror the other day,
uh-huh.
And I was like, ooh, 39 and looking a little older. And I know that doesn't rhyme, but that's what I felt like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bobby Bones
Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
The performers for the 2019 ACM Awards have been announced. They include Chris Stapleton, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, George Strait, host Reba McEntire, Brothers Osborne, Kane Brown, Little Big Town, Thomas Rhett, and Jason Aldean. Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd will be celebrating their first anniversary as a married couple in San Francisco this year. He's flying out while she's there for tour, and they plan to go riding some trolleys and eating great food. Thomas Rhett always runs a new song by his wife, Lauren. He said she's the ultimate gauge. If she didn't like a song, it means that 70% of the female population isn't going to like it, and that's huge. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I was looking at Twitter the other day, and I see this tweet pop up, and it's from this kid named Billy. And he's like, my dad just opened up a donut shop, and nobody came. And he showed pictures not only of his dad standing behind the counter, but of the inside of the donut shop, and nobody was there. And there was also a picture of the parking lot. And he was like, first day, nobody came. So it started to get retweeted, and I saw it when it was probably around 15,000 retweets, and that's a lot. I just looked again. It's over 300,000 retweets.
Oh, wow.
The donut shop sold out of donuts. Over the next 2 days, the store was packed out the door. It was completely sold out of donuts in 2 days. I mean, if you care and you want to go by, it's in Missouri City, Texas, right outside of Houston. And the dad even named the son the donut shop after his son.
Aww.
There you go. Isn't that funny?
I love that.
You gotta call it Billy's Donuts or something, I think was the name of it. But yeah, there you go. And that's what it's all about. Everybody on Twitter just like retweeting it because they're like, man, come on, give this guy some help. And that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Jersey. A dean at Rider University has quit her job because they are not going to bring Chick-fil-A onto campus.
Wait, what?
They quit her job? Yes, they were doing renovations and they were thinking about a lot of restaurants and Chick-fil-A was in the running and they decided, you know what, we're not going to go with Chick-fil-A. And she said, if they're not going to bring Chick-fil-A, I obviously can't work for a university like this. And she quits.
Now, I gotta wonder if it's religious or chicken-based, you know?
I know. I wonder that, too.
I'm gonna go with religious.
I don't know, Eddie.
Or, like, maybe just, like, nice people that say, my pleasure.
You know, it's based in something. Either her beliefs in Jesus
or
her beliefs in poultry. tasty poultry. I can't believe she quit her job, but that's crazy. All right, is that it, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones!
Yeah.
Kids are playing hide and seek, and now a company has been forced to recall one of its products because the igloo, you know, the coolers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They issued a voluntary recall because a 5-year-old boy found it and thought it'd be a very good hiding spot for whenever they were playing hide and seek. And they were playing, and he got into the 72 quart cooler, and then he closed the lid.
Oh, no.
And then he got locked inside.
Oh.
He couldn't get out.
Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah, he gave up his location and started screaming like this is like fighting out of it. And they noticed that the cooler was like moving around.
There was something in it.
Yeah, so luckily after a long time of seeing this cooler kind of like bounce around, the family was like, oh, they rescued him. But so the igloo was like, well, we got to not have this happen.
Oh, right.
It's all on security camera too from the house. Yeah. Anyway, I saw that today. That being said, if you're going to play hide and seek, do not get in an igloo cooler.
I got locked in my mom's trunk once in her car.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I drove to my neighbor's house. Well, she did, and I was in it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you get out?
Well, I started banging on it. It wasn't like that far, but I was like, hello. But I was playing hide and seek, and that's where I chose to hide. And then my mom left, and I went over to my friend Kristen Lee's house. Remember it, clear as day. Got in her driveway, got out of the trunk.
How'd you get out of the trunk?
Because I was banging on it, and she came to get me out of the trunk. And I was like, hello, I'm in here. I was hiding. Anyway, that igloo story made me think of that.
What's going on today?
Today I have a lot of podcast stuff to knock out, and then I'm supposed to work out, but man, I'm so sore.
From the boxing?
Yes. Yeah. I'm like waddling.
You know, later on this afternoon, Brad from Three Doors Down is going to come over to the house, and we're going to do a Bobby cast. So.
You have, you're interviewing Brad today for your podcast from Three Doors Down. I'm interviewing my sister.
Yeah, that's cool.
Those
though.
Are my
that
guests. Cool.
That's a good guess. But yeah, on the Bobby cast, the lead singer of Three Doors Down. I'm curious. This will be fun for me
because
I have a lot of questions. Yeah. So you can search Bobby cast and hear that podcast. That'll be up later this afternoon today. Lunchbox, what's up for you today?
I got to take some stuff to the recycling because they don't pick up glass at the house. So me being the good Samaritan I am, I drive it to the recycling plant and drop it off. And I got to hit the grocery store because we got to have some dinner. Don't have any food around that house. And, you know, your boy got to eat.
It's true. My boy got to eat.
Most people do.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you very much. And hope you have a good Wednesday. We'll see you on Thursday. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones is on.